title is about getting ready for Shavuos together, huh? That's the title. So that's a good title. Because as we know, one of the most important parts of Kabbalah Satayra is being together. Without any pirut, without any separations. We know that by Maimon HaSini Chazal tell us that the Rebbein Hashem was Mevatel the Zuma. We all know the Chazal, but Mevatel the Zuma. Why was he Mevatel the Zuma? Because Mevatel the Zuma, I think, because Zuma is Chet, right? Zuma came from the Chet, from the Nachash. Kolzman is Chet, this period. Why do I say that? Because the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, "Einanam chayte v'leilai." A person doesn't do an avera except for when he's thinking about himself only, to the exclusion of everybody else. Because otherwise, why would I want to hurt everybody else? And when I do a chet, when anybody does a chet, it harms everybody. So why would I be so selfish to think only about myself? Teretz is, a person doesn't do a chet except when he's only thinking about himself. So Mamela, the Rebbein Hashem was Mevatel Zuma, so that we should be able to achieve true achdus, the Vayichan that we were zechut to by Maimon Har Sinai. Ki yishechet b'levecha. But we know there was another Kabbalah Satera, Harek Kiblu Mimei Achashverosh. There was another Kabbalah Satera. Klal Yisrael's Mekabel the Torah, and there I don't have the shteker, what he put in for all the Mekairis, but I don't remember hearing that the Rebbein Hashem was Mevatel Zuma by Purim, by the Kimu V'Kiblu. So the question is, then how can we Mekabel the Torah? How do Kiblu B'mei Achashverosh? How? The Rebbein Hashem doesn't say Chazal that the Rebbein Hashem was Mevatel Zuma then also. So I think it might not be clear to say that Klal Yisrael got there on their own. That we have the potential and the ability and the privilege to make Kabbalahs happen on our own. Kabbalah HaTorah, we can achieve what needs to be achieved in order to be able to be the Kalim for Kabbalah HaTorah. And I think that's what happened on Purim. I think that's what happens every year. Every year, when we go about being Mekabel the Torah, where does it come from? How do we achieve it? Where's the Achdus? Where's the Vayichan Sham? Vayistais, that we make a Vayichan Sham. And it doesn't say that the Rebbein Hashem was Mevatel Zuma last year or the year before that. It must be that we can do it. We can be Mevatel the Zuma. We can be Mevatel the Chet. We can be Mevatel the period that automatically exists when a person does a chet. That's a big deal. If you would have asked me, I would have said it's impossible. I think I'd be right. But Chazal say not like that. Chazal saying that you can be ma'achid, Klal Yisrael can be ma'achid themselves and be able to take away any period that exists between us. If we go about it in a way that we really want it and we really want to make it happen. That's what happened on Purim, maybe, and maybe, hopefully, that's what's going to happen this year. We're going to be able to have a Kabbalah Satera that's based on the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Sounds like a fantasy, doesn't it? But Lamaisa, I think that it could be true. It could be true that we can do it. We have to believe we can do it. But half the problem that we have with not being able to be massing higher and higher dargis in Avedis Hashem and Limud HaTorah is because we think we can't do it. And when we think we can't do it, we can't. If we think we can do it, we can. It's safe in this room. the Mizrucha Maggid says something very interesting. He says, wherever a person's head is, that's where he is. So he says, Lamashal, when a person's fearful of anything that's going to happen to him, God forbid, that in and of itself, the being afraid of that, whatever it is in and of itself the thing that's going to make me a davak to din. And when I think about the fact that the Rabbeinu Shlom is always merachim on us, so then I'm going to be thinking about rachamim, and the Rabbeinu Shlom will look at us and give us rachamim. We have the power to be able to put ourselves wherever we want to be. And we have to understand that, and we have to use it. It's a tremendous benefit and tremendous opportunity. But you have to believe it. If you don't believe it, you won't do it. You won't try it. And that's a big, big, big loss. For no good reason, we're not going to be able to achieve an achdus of Klal Yisrael, because I don't really believe it can happen. It can happen, it did happen, and it will happen in Mitzvah Shem. The Baal HaBayis Levi used to say on Yimei Sfira, some of you might remember, they used to ask, why Ippis, when Chazal say, Talmid Rabbi Kiva l'nogu kovet zebazeh, what does that mean? They weren't nogu kovet zebazeh. These are Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. He was quite a righteous fellow, shall we say. He was quite a tzaddik and quite a Talmid Chacham. And his Talmidim weren't nogu kovet zebazeh. How you talking? How could that be? So he said an unbelievable thing. The Gemara says in Ervin that Rabbi Yechinim went Rabbi Ishi Berebi was the Gadol Ador. Rashi says Berebi means he was the Gadol Ador. So Rabbi Yechinim was by him for 18 days. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechinim made two statements. One statement he made was, I was there and I only learned one halacha in the 18 days. In the Hilchos Erevin. The other one statement was that I was there and I learned Lev Kol Chachav Yechad V'Chachav Maskol Yechad V'Yechad. I learned how much each one was more bucky than the other and how each one was more of a charif than the other. So she asked, why in the world you have an opportunity by the Gadol Ador for 18 days? You could learn a velt of halachas. You could learn tremendous amount of Torah from him. And all you did was learn Lev Kol Echad V'Echad V'Chachmas Kol Echad V'Echad. That's all you did? So he says, yeah. He said, that's exactly right. And the Rashiva used to explain why. Why did he do that? Why does that make sense? So the Rashiva used to say, because, remember the Rashiva used to say that Kavanat Torah is Gresav V'Torah Elein. Being Mechamer Torah is more chashuv than Torah in and of itself. Why? Why is Kavanat Torah more important? So the Baal HaBayis Levi used to say, because Torah is the matana that Rabbeinu Shem gave to Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosan Torah L'Amo Yisrael. He gave it to us as a gift. He made us his Amma Nivchar. He gave us the keches of Kisir Yisrael Melekim Anashim Ratzucha. That's what Torah is. But then Rav Weinberg would say, Torah is much more than that. Because he used to point out that when the Torah tells us about the Moshe Rabbeinu offering the Torah b'shem Hashem to Klal Yisrael, the Torah says, "Kaseh mele beis Yaakov v'sagad l'mei Yisrael zakdrashi v'lashen azeh kaseder azeh." Atem re'isim asher asisim v'tzayim Not one word about the Torah. Forget the Nasa Nishma. He doesn't say a word. And the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shem is being makben on every ice. And he says, Kais Seymer, it's like Chazal, Belashon Azeh, Keseder Azeh. And at the very end, he says, Eile HaDorim Asher Tadabal Ben Yisrael, Chazal, Leipachos Vol Yisrael. Since when did Moshe Rabbeinu never say a tag that the Rebbeinu Shem didn't tell? But the Rebbeinu Shem is making a point here. He's making a point that this is the way it has to be, exactly this way. So why don't you used to ask why? What was so special about these words? You'd think it would be something that would be earth-shattering. She said, what does it mean when he says, Atem re'isam asher sisil v'tzayim? Versus Chamal Kanti Nishara. So Rashi means the Chazal, that the Umas Olam Mitzrayim started up with Klal Yisrael many times. They started up with the Rebbeinu Shem Kam Yochel many, many times. And the Rebbeinu Shem didn't take them to task until they started up with Klal Yisrael, until they put them into Avodas Perach. So the Rambam used to say that the pshat is that the way the Rebbeinu Shem offered the Torah was not just offering mitzvahs. Offering the Torah meant offering a relationship with He Himself, with the Rebbeinu Shem Himself. The Rebbeinu Shem made a bris with Klal Yisrael. And that bris with Klal Yisrael is worth more than anything else in the world that anyone could give us. The Rebbeinu Shem is making a bris with us. We wouldn't make a bris with an ant. And the distance between us and the Rebbeinu Shem is far, far greater than between us and a human being and an ant. And the Rebbeinu Shem wants to make a bris with us. There are many things the Rebbeinu Shem didn't ask me. If he would have asked me, I would have told the Rebbeinu Shem, what are you doing? Were you making a bris with people, with Balei Averi? What are you doing? The Rebbeinu Shem said, "Why is what you're wrong? I want to make a bris with Klal Yisrael." And the Medrash explains it. The Medrash says, "You know why? Because until then, Atem Re'isim Asher Sisi Yitzayim, I initiated a one-way relationship with Klal Yisrael. That's what it was, and I didn't ask anything in return. I'm still not asking anything in return." I'm offering you something in return. What am I offering you? I'm offering you a relationship that goes in both directions. There can be nothing more special and more chashuv than having a two-way relationship. Many people are very foolish and think, the best relationship is a one-way going in my direction. It's not true. It's not true. The best relationship is a relationship what goes in both directions. Both of us are Nesnim and both of us are Makablim. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shem wanted to make. And he said, I'm going to give you Torah. I'm going to give you mitzvahs. You know why? So you should be able to feel that you have a part in this relationship. And you're giving me. I'm not just giving you. And Chazal give a mashal. And they say the mashal is a person, a bari and a suma. They were walking together from point A to point B. And obviously the buries, the eyes for the suma the whole way. When they get into the house, the bari asks the suma, please put on the light. He says, I should put on the light for you. You've been my eyes this whole trip. Why do you want me to put it on for you? He says, that's exactly why. Because until now, you're beholden to me. I don't want it to be one way. You should be beholden to me. I want to be beholden to you as well. I want to be beholden to you. That's what the Rebbeinu Shem offered to us when he offered us the Torah. That's why he didn't have to say a word about what the Torah was. Because that wasn't the point. The Torah is the mitzvah that the Rebbeinu Shem created for us. That to be able to be the Ramach in Shasa, Keneged the Ramach in Shasa, Gidim Nevarim, that was the expression of that ability that the Rebbeinu Shem gave us to enter into the relationship with him. But what's the ikar? Of course the mitzvah is the ikar, but what is one of the mitzvahs representing? They're representing the relationship. They're representing the fact that the Rebbeinu Shem wants Kaviyachol to be indebted to us. So when we were Makabel Torah, we made ourselves into Shutfim with the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Not a bad deal. We're still Shutfim with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol. And we have to appreciate that. We have to understand that that's what we're about to encounter. We're about to encounter a new bris every year. A new bris with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in which he makes us into Bali bris with him and makes us into Kaviyachol equals with him. That's the godless of Kabbalah HaTorah, of offering of the Torah. And that's why it wasn't necessary to say the specifics that he told them afterwards. The ik was to know what he wants to give them, what he wants to do for them, that he wants to be beholden to them. That's what we're talking about. So when we prepare ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah, we're not only preparing ourselves to do the mitzvahs, avada, that's for sure, and not to do averis also, for sure. But the underlying godless of Kabbalah HaTorah is having a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shem. And with the Rebbeinu Shem, Kaviyachol himself says he is indebted to us for our keeping up the part of the bris that the Rebbeinu Shem offered us. It's a large order. It's a tremendously important order. It's something that we need to appreciate before we go into Myontif. We have to prepare ourselves to realize what we're about to encounter, what we're about to engage in. We're about to engage in a very real and a very dehebana relationship, the one with the Rebbeinu Shem himself, where he considers us being equal partners in the shutfis of the world. The Rebbeinu Shem told him, mention that we should prepare well. We should be able to do everything that a person can do to make ourselves ready to be Mekamli HaTorah, make ourselves ready to appreciate the relationship, to try to make the relationship real. We should be able to do that. We should value that. And the Rebbeinu Shem will give us the Siyata L'Shamayim to carry it out the way he wants us to do it, the way we want to do it, in a way that'll bring the Gula Shleima B'mehera to all of Klal Yisrael and through Klal Yisrael to the whole world.